Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to be joined on the line today, actually via Zoom, by the MPP for Lanark, Frontenac, and Kingston, John Jordan. John, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Before we get into it, I just have to ask you, I mean, it hasn't been that long since you've been elected. How have the last few weeks going? I'm sure that we have many listeners who, you know, follow politics closely and so on and so forth. And it's pretty rare that we get the ear of someone who's brand new to provincial politics. What's it been like?
Well, I think they describe it quite accurately when they say it's like drinking from a fire hose. And that's what it's been like. And it's definitely a 7 day a week job. So the house did open, as you probably know, this week. So, but I have been in Toronto about a total of 4 weeks now since the election, orientation and training, meeting staff, getting oriented to the different issues. So that's been going on in Toronto. And then locally here, the challenge has been to get an office open, staff up, and meet the demands of the constituents. So I think it's important that I say that I appreciate their patience, because we don't have an office yet. We will shortly. And I do have two staff now that are actively helping me out. My campaign manager, Sean Morrison, has stuck with me in helping me get responses back to people. So that's what we've been dealing with, and we're continuing. Every day we get a little more organized, and things will start flowing a little better. So that's where I'm at, Bob. It's been busy.
What was it like walking into the house for the first time?
It's welcoming. I have to say, the security guards, everyone, when you arrive there, they know you. They call you by name. They've memorized every member they know. So, you know, it's a welcoming feeling. I think they do that so you do feel more comfortable going in there. It's also very, there's a lot to absorb. It's a beautiful building. There's a lot of history there. And when you walk around, you start to realize the importance of the work that happens there and the commitment of the people that work there, from everybody you meet throughout that building, and the resources that are there for you and at your disposal. So it was pretty exciting, so to speak, to come in there for the first day as a member and start to get acquainted with the environment and the people that are working there.
Absolutely. As someone who grew up in Ottawa, I visited the center block at Parliament Hill many times. And to me, in my mind, Queen's Park was always something that was, well, I guess for lack of a better term, lesser than that. But I don't know, maybe about 15 years ago, I went to Queen's Park for the first time and was inside. And it is just as historically beautiful as the center block.
It is. It's very, very much so. It is an older building. It does need a lot of TLC and maintenance ongoing. So they've done a really good job of maintaining that heritage, that history.
Absolutely. Now, listen, I'm going to ask you something here first, and then we'll get into really talking about your new roles and so on. But we do know that right now, we have been facing, just as the rest of the province has, a public healthcare staffing crisis. And pretty much everyone who we've spoken to, whether it be a head of council, head of hospital, health staff themselves, they've all said that they're reaching out to our new MPP, John Jordan. As an MPP, especially when you're dealing with a provincial-wide issue like this, I know that you're pretty much limited unless you are in, you know, the health portfolio yourself. But what do you tell them?
I think, you know, I've talked to Michael Cohen a few times, and he's been keeping me informed when Perth had to close. And, you know, I want to stay within my lane. It's not just a provincial problem. It's national. I would suggest it's even global. So we're dealing with that from my position. It's longer term solutions that are being put in place and supported by the government to make sure that we're on a track to correct this problem and not encounter it in the future. So there's a goal to hire 27,000 new healthcare workers over the next few years. And I think they're already at the 10,000 mark. So there's a number of programs in place to make that happen. And I think locally, the imminent closure, that's very disturbing for everyone in the community, including myself. It's very hard on the administrative staff at the hospital. So I credit them for working hard to make sure people could get care, even though they had to travel further to get that care and get it safely. So opening an emergency department without the appropriate staffing is a risk situation. So, you know, they did what they had to do. My job as an MPP and the government's job is to support that administration in the future so we can make sure that we have the capacity going forward. So, you know, one of those things is the working with the College of Physicians and Surgeons to get our internationally educated people certified and able to work, streamline that whole process. These people are in the country, they're willing to work, they're trained, but we need to streamline that process and get them on board. There's already, 760 internationally educated nurses deployed through the supervised practice experience program. So we want to build on that. That's one. And we also have to, these jobs, it's difficult times coming out of COVID. During the campaign, there was a nurse contacted me. She'd been working 16-hour shifts. You have to feel for them. They worked really hard. They're still working really hard. They have their families. If they're, so some have left, I understand, whether it's early retirement or what their circumstances are. My job, our job as the government is to get resources back into our pool of nurses and healthcare workers so that we have a better working environment for nurses and other PSWs, our physicians, our nurse practitioners, so that they're doing their job and the full scope of their job. They're not having to do two or three other jobs when they come into work and work in an environment that is not giving them the satisfaction that they have. And we have to tell our young people too, there's great opportunities coming out of this. There's tuition payments, there's the program where a nurse can take time off with full salary and benefits and get additional training to work in our emergency departments or other areas that we need these nurses in. So there's great opportunity there. We have to encourage our young people. Here's a great career. They are great careers. And there's a lot of negative stuff that we've heard recently, but these are great careers. And a young person graduating high school should really consider that that's an area that they could go into and get the support from the government that they need to get that career up and going.
And certainly adding to that mix would be removing the 1% cap. We know that that is a possibility when negotiations continue. I know you're not involved in that, but I just wanted to throw that out. That is something that people have said. I'd like to sort of shift gears a little bit here now. One of the other areas where people have been looking for workers, just like every other sector across Ontario, we should mention it's not only healthcare. There are so many sectors that are looking for work, is long-term care. And it was very interesting for us in this area because when we got the list of cabinet, we were pretty much expecting to see Steve Clark, the member for Leeds, Granville, Thousand Islands and Rideau Lakes, retaining his role in cabinet as Minister of Housing and Rural Affairs. And that happened. The next day, we got the list of parliamentary assistants. And on there was a rookie MPP from Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston by the name of John Jordan, assistant to the Minister of Long-Term Care. First off, congratulations for that, sir.
Thank you very much. I think it's as a surprise to me as it was to you then, Bob.
Well, I'm sure they looked at your resume and saw that this would be a good fit. So maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about what it is that a parliamentary assistant to the Minister of Long-Term Care does and what you expect to be doing. I'm sure you're still learning about it yourself.
Yeah, I very much so. And it's a big job. Long-term care is a big file, as you know. And it's very important that we move a lot of these strategies and initiatives forward. Minister Calandra has called me and told me about this appointment. And because of my background, I was excited about it because I had some good ideas, you know, through my career. I thought, gee, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? And a lot of these things are on the strategy in the Ministry of Long-Term Care, and they're working on them. And I'm really happy to be able to contribute them. My job is to step in when the minister is not available, and my job is to assist the minister. So it's a, and I said it's a 7 day a week job. This just added to it. It's a busy job. It's a busy file. There's lots of great initiatives and strategies coming out for long-term care. You know, simple one is, especially during this heat wave, that was very important, is get air conditioning in the rooms of all our long-term care residents. In Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston, we've accomplished that with the exception of one home in Frontenac. Now there is air conditioning in the home and areas for cooling, but not in every room. And it's an older building. So there's some infrastructure stuff that's delayed that beyond the June 30th deadline. So that's a good initiative. There's lots of building going on. Even here in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston, 171 new beds and about 460 some redeveloped beds. So that's going on right here in our riding. And staffing, you know, we can build, we're building across the province over 30,000 new long-term care beds. So there's lots going on with that. So back to the staffing, very important to have that staffing. If you can have all the beds you want, if you don't have the staffing, it's not going to do you much good. So everything goes hand in hand. And when you think about the closures of the emergency department and the shortage of staffing in our hospitals, ALC is one of those factors, one of those components that contribute to that shortfall. So that's the responsibility of long-term care and the ministry that I work in to address that those ALC, alternative level of care beds, get them out of the hospital, get the people in the right place where they can get the proper care, and address that ASAP. So there is some good initiatives coming forward very shortly you'll hear about relative to ALC. Lots of work. It's interesting work, and it does draw a little bit on my past, which is okay.
You must be, as you said, I mean, you were excited to get the call, and I can't say I blame you at all. Is there anything out there that, you know, you might try to make sort of a pet project, something that with your experience, particularly in Lanark County, that you would sort of want to push a little bit more? Because we know that long-term care is a huge issue here in Lanark County, but there are plenty of, you know, quote unquote, Lanark counties across Ontario, and your experience in sharing those best practices could benefit those other ones. So is there anything like that that really, you know, that you're excited to work on?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because there are, like I said, there's a number of components to the long-term care issues and the hospital issues. And one of them is allowing people, supporting people to stay in their home as long as they can and as long as they want. So I'm talking about home and community care. I'm talking about one of the ones I really think is, you know, very innovative, very successful, particularly in Renfrew County, it's been very successful. And now it's successful here in Lanark and Leeds and Granville, is community paramedic program. It's just another enabler to let people stay in their homes and take some of that pressure off of long-term care. So those are two that I hope to be working on and will be working on going forward to build on the community paramedic program and the home support program.
Excellent. Well, was there, I know we don't have much time today, so I just wanted to throw this to you. Was there anything that you wanted to say directly to your constituents? Now we have an MPP who is obviously very active in the government. It is something that we have not had in a long time here. Do you have a message for the people of Lanark, Frontenac, and Kingston before we let you go, sir?
Well, just that, you know, as far as Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston, I have been getting out as much as I can when I'm home. I've been away all this week. This is my first day back in the riding. But if there are some events that you need me at, feel free to reach out. I did get up to Charbot Lake late last week and to the Caboose Fest. So things like that. It's great to get out and meet people and hear what their issues are and provide them with some information. So that's one thing. The other thing is patients, my office will be opening very shortly, and you'll be able to come in and visit in person and meet the staff and get assistance with everything you need. In the meantime, you can call us or email us, and we'll get back.
I'll tell you, if you make it half as easy for people in the public to get a hold of you as you have for the media, it's going to be a very easy process for people. You certainly are very open to speaking with constituents and people, and I'm just going to be honest here. You made a lot of changes in order to have this interview today, and we really appreciate that. We wanted to make sure that we got you on as soon as possible, so people weren't saying, "Where's John Jordan?" You wanted to be on, and we're very happy that you are. So it's been a pleasure to speak with you, sir. First conversation of many since you were elected. We look forward to the next one.
Thanks very much, Bob, and thanks to Lake 88 as well for your support.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, MPP John Jordan, representing Lanark, Frontenac, and Kingston. He's also the Parliamentary Assistant to the Minister of Long-Term Care here on this edition of In Focus on Lake 88. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.